Okay, let's get into discussions of Sefer Shmuel Aleph, Perek Ches, as we are in the chapter of Bnei Yisrael's request for a king and Shmuel's response and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response. We mentioned last time that it's amazing that there's only one Perek in all of Navi, in all of Sefer Shmuel, where Shmuel's in charge. Last Perek, in Perek Zion, he was in charge, he gathered Am Yisrael by the mitzvah, he davened for them, and they will be able to defeat the Plishtim in that way. Before that was the story of the Aron, like an aftermath of Eli's children not following the path, the Aron being taken by the Plishtim, what happened to the gods of the Plishtim, and it was sent back to Beit Shemesh, and eventually to Kiryat Yarim. Perek Zion, we have Shmuel being in charge, and now already Perek Ches starts off. Shmuel's getting old, his children are not following in his path, and all Yisrael gathered together and asked Shmuel, "We want a king. We want a king. Simalanu melech l'shavteinu k'chol ha'goyim. Appoint a king for us." And Shmuel's reaction is not a good idea. Vayira ha'davar be'eni Shmuel. It was bad in the eyes of Shmuel. And he davened. He davened to Hashem to know exactly what to do. And Hashem says to him, "Listen to them, because don't think it's a personal affront to you. Really, they've had enough of me. Lo oschama asu ki osi. Right, it's me. But listen to them and tell them the laws of being a king." Shmuel tells them the laws of being a king, maybe thinking, possibly, that if they hear all of these rules and opportunities and abilities of the king, maybe that'll scare them away. Maybe that'll prove to them that it's not a good idea to have a king. But the Perek ends off by saying that, no, we want it anyway, even though he's going to have these powers. Shmuel listens to the Am, he talks to Hashem, and Hashem says, okay, listen, give them, appoint for them a king. And Shmuel says, okay, everybody go back home. And then already, in the beginning of the next Perek, we will see, we will start the story of Shaul, which will be, as we know, Sefer Shmuel is all about Shmuel and Shaul and David. Shaul and David are his proteges. They were the ones that were anointed by him, and that will be coming up. But in this Perek, we have the request itself. So here we go, Perekes. Vayhi kasher zaken Shmuel. As Shmuel was getting old, and his children were taking over. Vayasem es banav shoftim li Yisrael. He places his children as shoftim for Am Yisrael. There is a tshuva of the Rashba. The Rashba writes in Simin Samach Tes that a shliach tzibur that gets old, v'ratza limnos bino lisayo, and he wants to appoint his son to be misayeya. Maybe his son has a great voice to do harmonies to make it as good as it used to be. Bino kodem l'chol adam ve'ein atzibur yichol limchos biyado shne'emar ha'kohen ha'mashiach tatabi banav. So the Rashba already lays the groundwork and gives us a precedent, this is pointed out by the Rinas Yitzchak, of Yerusha, so to speak, even when the father's alive. Yerusha of every position. We know Yerusha on a Daraisa level is money or property, whatever the father or the leaves over after the father dies. But what about positions? What if the father has a certain position in the tzibur? Is that yarshin to a child? That is a big discussion. But the case the Rashba is talking about is within the shita of yes. But he says it's not only after the father dies. Even while the father's just getting old, he could appoint his child to help him out and make it easier for him to do his job. So suggest the Rinas Yitzchak, maybe that's what's going on here. Maybe that's what the Shmuel was doing. It says Shmuel was getting old, and he puts his children shoftim to help him out. They are not counted really as shoftim. We know that Shmuel, we mentioned before, is counted really as the last shofet. Even though it says his children here are shoftim liYisrael, but they were really only during his lifetime, so they don't have a separate status. Chazal point out that Shmuel was not so old. Even though it says he was getting old, Chazal say that Shmuel was, right, when did he die? He died at 52. So he wasn't so old. The Gemara says in Tainus on Daf Hey, "May dechsiv ayikar kasher zakin Shmuel our pasik umisiv Shmuel kule hai." Was Shmuel so old? For bar nun beisav he was 52. Tamar Mar, as the Gemara says in Moed Katan, "Meis benum beishan azel misasol shel Shmuel haramasi." Somebody dies at 52. That's Shmuel's lifespan. So what does it mean that Zakein Shmuel, we know, but Yitzchak got old and others got old, but Shmuel gets old, he's nearing the age of 52? Amar Lei, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Zikna koftsa alav." Zikna, old age, literally jumped on him. Meaning he wasn't so old, but he looked old. He looked old. Why did he look old? The Gemara explains, "Dechsev nichanti giyemach yeshol." What are we going to read in a couple of prakim after Shaul becomes king? After a couple of prakim discussing his reign, we know the haftar for Parshas Zachar that Hashem gets very upset and says, "I'm upset that I made Shaul king, and Shaul is going to be mevatel the kingdom of Shaul HaMelech." So the Gemara says that Shmuel, though, complained. What do you mean? I appointed and I anointed this king, and you're going to get rid of him in my lifetime. It's not nice. So the Gemara says, Hashem thinks to himself, what am I going to do? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hechi Eved, Lemus Shaul. What? Maybe just to kill Shaul, Lo Kashavik Shmuel. Shmuel's not going to let, because Shmuel appointed him. Lemus Shmuel, have Shmuel die. Adezutar Maranini Abasri. People are going to start talking about him if he dies young. They're going to be saying, oh, when he died young, he wasn't such a great tzaddik. Right? They were even Maranini after Moshe Rabbeinu. So, lo lema shova, lo lema shmuel, but not to kill either of them, kvar higia malchus David. It's time for David and Melch to be the king. Veinu malchus no gaz b'chaverta. And once David has to become king, not for a second will Shaul be the king any moment that he's not supposed to be the king. So Hashem says, I have an option. Ekvatz akvitz alav zikna. I'll make him look old. They didn't have any birth records in those days. Nobody's going to remember exactly when Shmuel was born. So if I make him look old and then he dies at 52, people are going to think that he died at a very old age. So that will solve the problems. That is the Gemara here. Vayhi, that's what the Gemara says about the Pasuk here. Vayiki zakin Shmuel. It wasn't really that he was old, but zikna kapsa alav. That is the suggestion of the Gemara. The Mefarshim, the Marsha, and the Sfas on this Gemara are bothered that the psukim that we say, oh, Hashem had to make him old because he decided not to have to show the king, etc. That's in 10 prakim from now. What's going on here? In 10 prakim from now, that's when Hashem's going to change his mind about making Shaul the king. So what does it mean that that's the reason that he made Shmuel old? So explains the Marsha. The Marsha says, Ein muktam u'muuchar b'navi. Wow. We know Ein muktam u'muuchar b'Torah. Ein muktam u'muuchar b'navi, says the Marsha. But then he ends up and says, but Tzarachin, I'm not comfortable with this answer. The Sfas Emes says, you know what you have to say? You're right, it didn't happen yet. But Hashem knew it was going to happen. And because Hashem knew it was going to happen, so then he already made Shmuel look old, even though the whole purpose, the reason that he was going to have to look old, didn't even occur yet. Said and we talk she yamus benaris yenira kemisa pitomit aval kasher his skin hevinu shekalu shnosav ulufize yitachein. I'm reading from the Sfas Emes. They're in Tainus. Demitchilas shnosav nishtana sidro. He became white early. Lios mazkin v'holeth b'mehirus. Right, the Gemara says, you know what ultimately is the reason, but says the Sfas Emes, Hakadosh Baruch Hu had it all, the divine plan of what to do. Okay, so we read the first four words. Zakin, Shmuel becomes old, and he has his children as shoftim for Klal Yisrael. Vahi, who were his sons? Vahi, Shem, Beno, HaBachar, Yoel. V'shem, Mishneyu, Aviyah, shoftim, Be'er Sheva. Shmuel's sons, who didn't exactly follow his path, they were shoftim in Be'er Sheva, Yoel, and Aviyah. V'lo halchu bana bidrachav, says the Pasuk, they did not follow his path. Vayitu acharei habatza. They followed after batza, which sounds like bribery. Vayichu shochad vayatu mishpat. They turned mishpat. So on the, you read the psukim, it sounds like they did something terrible. They took bribes. They didn't hold up to the mishpat properly. But Chazal say that it wasn't as bad as it looks, similar to what we say by a number of stories, like the stories about Bnei Eli, etc. But for who they were, that was the problem. Because focus on the first phrase, v'lo halchu bana bidrachav. That should be read in light of two psukim ago, the last pasuk in Parak Zion. Remember there we said Shmuel had an unbelievable practice, above and beyond what the normal shofet did. He used to travel. He used to travel around Eretz Yisrael, inspiring and judging. He made it easy for people. So what did the next pasuk say? His children were shoftim in Be'er Sheva. Meaning they didn't travel around. They didn't take upon themselves this chumrah that their father took upon themselves. And the pasuk says, that's the pasuk of v'lohochu bana bidrachav, they didn't follow his path. But you see here that they did something wrong. They did something wrong. It doesn't mean that every time a son has something that a chumrah that he gets from his father that he has to do it. There's a balance. Well, we mentioned many times the Gemara in Chulin, on Daf Kufhei or so, where the Gemara says there, that kufam and aleph. Amar mar ukva. Ana lahamilsa kachala bar chamra lagabe abba. I'm like vinegar. My father's like wine. My father, he's the best. I'm like vinegar. Why? Because my father waits 24 hours between milfix and fleishix, and I only wait 6 hours. I only wait lesuda. So ask the velt, ask the bali musar. What do you mean? If Mar Okva thought that it was a good thing to wait 24 hours, why didn't he wait 24 hours? Right? If he thought that was the best thing to do. Say the Bali Musar, because he knew that's not what his tafkid was. He knew he wasn't on that level. He knew maybe that was for his father that was appropriate. But he knew that's not what where he was at. And we know every chumrah has to be appropriate. That's what Marukva felt. So, reading this story in light of that one, we have the flip side. Right? They should have followed their father Shmuel, because he was doing a chumrah, but they should have realized, but Bnei Shmuel Toba there. The Mishpat Zozov notes that they made a mistake. Shebahan Haga Yisodit V'Chashuva Kol Kach, such an important type of behavior for the Shofet. Shehaya Ba Laham Shichet Kol Klal Yisrael Achar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where you could be Mezakeh all of Klal Yisrael. So you should have done it. You should have continued. You should have learned that from your father. And therefore, they were held accountable. The Be'er Moshe also mentions that we have to realize who we're talking about here. Who are the sons of Shmuel? Yoel and Aviyah. This Yoel, according to Chazal, was the Yoel of the Treyasar, the second of the Treyasar. Hoshea, Yoel, Amos. He was the second of the Treyasar. Right? They look at the first Rashi on Yoel. Rashi there quotes it. He's named Yoel ben Putiel. Is the pasuk how he's called in the Navi. But Rashi says, Putiel is Shmuel. Why is he called Putiel? He, so to speak, seduced God with his tefillah. He got his tefillah answered. But this is Yoel, is one of the great Nevi'im. And still, he's held accountable because he didn't learn from his father. He didn't learn what he should have learned from his father. Says the Be'er Moshe, "Lameidim izeh kama hachiyav lelich b'darchi avos." If there is an appropriate, an amazing behavior that my father does, I should try to do it. Especially if it affects all of Klal Yisrael. V'lo l'shanos b'darkam afilu ziz kolshu. And always to ask the question, "Masai yagiu masai l'masai avosai." The problem is though that, you know, the Eitz Hara gets in the way. This is my father. That's an earlier generation. It's just a minog. It's not me. So says the Be'er Moshe, maybe that's exactly what the Gemara says. The Gemara says in Sukkah on Daf Nun Beis that, I think it was 7, there are many names for the Eitz Hara. Many different names quoting from Tanakh. So one of them is, the Gemara says, Yoel called him, a pasuk in Yoel, called the Eitz Hara Tzfoni. Tzfoni is the snake. The Tzfoni is the Eitz Hara. She had Tzafun Va'omeid b'libo shel adam. Why tzfoni? From the word tzfon, hidden. Meaning it was hidden inside of him. Like he, the Eitz Hara, or he convinced himself that he didn't have to do this behavior. But he was held accountable. Held accountable, not punished in the same way as Rachmanalas, right? You can't compare the B'nai Eli, but in the way that, you know, it's time for, Shmuel's getting old, his children aren't filling the void, and therefore, there has to be something else that comes onto the scene. Okay, so that's important in terms of setting the stage. So here we go. Pasuk Dalet. Vayiskapsu kol Zikne Yisrael. They all come together, all the Zakenim. Maybe this means all the Sanhedrin, because you need the entire Sanhedrin to appoint a king. Vayavohu el Shmuel haramasa, they come to Shmuel vayomer elav. Hine ata zakanta uvanecha lohochu bidrachecha. You're old, I'm sorry Shmuel, but you're getting old and your children are not following. Ata sima lanu melech l'shavteinu kachal agayim. Give us a king. Appoint for us, place for us a king to judge us, like all the nations. And what happens? Vayera hadavar b'nei Shmuel, and Shmuel is very upset, kasher amru tzna lanu melech l'shavteinu, when they say, give us a king, vayispalel Shmuel al-Hashem l'davins, to know exactly what to do. Interesting, it says that Shmuel got upset that they said, ask us for a king. It doesn't say that he got upset that they said he's old and his kids aren't listening. Right, that was something personal, and Shmuel was able to accept that. But something related to Klal Yisrael, right, that's what he was very upset about. And the big Shiloh, the main issue in this parak is, what was he so upset about? There's a mitzvah in the Chumash to appoint a king. There's a mitzvah. It's in Parsha Shoftim. Som tasim alecha melech, asher yifchar Hashem alkecha bo. Appoint for yourself a king. Mikarev achecha tasim alecha melech. Osucha alaseiz alecha ish nachri asher lo achicha hu. You can't use a stranger, you can't use a ger. But says the Torah. The Torah says there's a mitzvah to appoint a king. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, on Daf Chaf Mebeis, that when we go into Eretz Yisrael, there are three mitzvahs that we have to do. We have to appoint a king, we have to wipe out a Malik, and we have to build the base of Mikdash. And just like wiping out a malik is a mitzvah, and building a Beis HaMikdash is a mitzvah, appointing a king is a mitzvah. So ask the Rishonim, why was Shmuel so angry? Why was HaKadosh Baruch Hu so upset? Right? What's going on here? So many suggestions given. We'll mention a few of the suggestions of what the problem was. The Radak here quotes two ideas. Number one, fine, there's a mitzvah to appoint a king, but you shouldn't be asking. Meaning asking right now for a king shows a lack of bitachon. Well, you think Hashem isn't in charge? You think if there was yes, there's a mitzvah to have a king, but when Hashem says so. You think that you need a king? You don't trust that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help you? So number one is a lack of bitachon. Number one. Number two is the emphasis in the way they asked. Not just a king, but what do they say? Both at the beginning and the end of the parak, Simal HaNemalach L'Shavtenu Kechol HaGoyim. We want to be like everybody else. That's why. And also at the end, Vayinu gam anachnu kechol hagoyim, v'shvatenu u'shvatenu malkeinu v'yatzel l'faneinu v'lichem esbacham oseinu. We want to be like everybody else. That was the problem. A king is not like everybody else. Our kings are not like other kings. And that's even emphasized, as one of the Mepharshim point out, in what in the Torah it also says. The Torah says in the future you're going to ask for a king like everyone else. Yes, that's how they're going to ask. But what did the Torah say? This is not a normal king. This king has limits on wives and money and horses. This is a unique type of king. But the problem was how they asked. That's the two pshatim of the Radak. The Meiri in Harios, where this is talked about, also discusses this and says, you're right, it was an appropriate mitzvah, but they jumped the gun. They jumped the gun. A king has to be from Malchus Yehuda. And nobody from Malchus Yehuda was ready to be the king at this time. That's why B'davka Hashem didn't give them somebody from Yehuda, only from Binyamin. Later on, when David was ready, that's when it came to the eternal line of Malchus based David started. But it can't be. They jumped the gun, says the Meiri, and that's why it was a problem. A different way, the Malbim says, they also jumped the gun, but in a different, fascinating way. The Malbim says, a king is needed when we are governed b'derech hateva, nature. While we still have the miraculous, so we don't need a king. A king is partially a military general. So you only need a military general if you're in the world of Teva. At this stage, there was still Shmuel HaNavi. It was still the times of the Nevi'im. There was still Nisim being done. They just beat the Plishtim without lifting up a sword. They're just screaming. There were still miracles being done. In the time of miracles, you're asking for a king? That's inappropriate, says the Malbim. No, you don't ask for a king now. You ask for a king when you're B'derech HaTeva. You don't ask for a king when you are with Shmuel HaNavi, and therefore that was the problem. The Malbim also says part of the problem could be that this was a slap in the face to Shmuel. Shmuel's your leader! What do you think you want another leader? Shmuel's here! Right? So how could they say that? So maybe that was the problem. So again, number one, maybe lack of bitachon. Number two, they wanted to be like the Goyim. Number three, the Meiri. It was too early because it had to be Yehuda. Number four, it was, the Malbim says, it was still a time of Nais, and that king is only appropriate for Teva. And number five, the covet of Shmuel was at stake, and they were pogame in his covet. Again, big topic. Those are some of the suggestions. So, Shmuel's upset. He goes to David, to Hashem, and Hashem says to him, Shema b'kol ha'am. Okay, listen. L'chol asher yomru eilecha, ki lo oscha ma'asu, ki osi ma'asu, mimloch aleihem. Hashem says, Shmuel, don't take it personally. It's really me. It's really me. They don't have that. They don't feel that connection to me, and everything that I've done for them, everything that I've done for them, still, this is what they've done. Vatashma b'kolam, listen to them and tell them about the mishpat hamelech. What do the pesukim describe? Very harsh rules. Shmuel describes to them. You know, if the king wants your weapons or your women or your daughters or your sons or your vineyards or your fields, the king can take whatever he wants. He can do whatever he wants. So Shmuel was hoping that this would turn them off. And this would, oh my gosh, really? Okay, we're not interested. But they don't. There is a machlokes in the Gemara, in Sanhedrin and Afchaf Mabez, whether all the halachos in this perek are halacha or just threats. Maybe it's just a threat. The king can't really do this. He was lying. He was just trying to get them not to listen. So that's a machlokes between Shmuel and Rab, machlokes Tanoim. Also, Rab Amar, lo nomar parsha zu elala ayem aleihem. Rab says, it's only to scare them. It's not really the halacha. And Shmuel says, no. Kala amar b'parshas melech, melech mutarba. Everything in the king's in this Parsha of the King, it's the Melech is Mutter. Remember, this is a very different Parsha of Melech than we have in Shoftim. In Shoftim, we have the obligations of a king and the Isurim related to a king. We have the king has to have another Sefer Torah and the Isurim related to money, women, and horses. Here, we have the opportunities and the abilities of the king. A very different setting in this parak, but that's the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, whether the king is allowed to do this, or it is a situation of just a threat. The Rama paskins it's mutter. Rishus parak dalad and hilchus malachim. Rishus yish lemalachim din masalam litzarchav litzarchav chamos. Taxes and servants. He could take everything. That is the Rambam's. That's the Rambam's psak. And again, the Navi describes everything that was done. The problem that is asked by the Rishonim, Tosas asked this in Sanhedrin of Chafma Beis. If it's true, like we paskin, that the king is allowed to do all of this, so what about Navos? Navos, people learn about, was a terrible king who Achav. Achav was a terrible king. His wife was Izebel, and the question was that he wanted a vineyard of Navos. And Navos didn't want to give it to him. Izebel says, you know what? Set him up, and therefore you will be able to put him to death when you want. So why don't you set him up? And Izebel was punished. The dogs ate her, and Achav was punished. And the question is, why were they punished? If Navos refused, the king's allowed to do this. Tosas is kasha. Tema. Lama nana shachav al Navos. Kiva shalom rasam limkov al karmo. What's the problem? Tafchav mabeis Tosfos. What's the problem? So Tosfos there gives six answers. He's very upset, bothered by this question. Right, six. Number one, maybe the king's allowed to take, but not for his own personal needs. Only for his army, only for his servants. Number one. Number two, Od yesh lomar, debechidam hayochol likach emayir ozeh. He could take. He could take it. But if he asks you to sell it, if you ask, then Navos could say no. Number two. Number three, Lefisha Sha'al Hakerem La'asos Avodah Zarah. He used the vineyard to do Avodah Zarah. Number four, the Nakdan says, it's only Mutter taking fields far from the city, but Kerem Navos was right next to him. Od Yesh Lomar, the difference between the Stei Mikra and the Stei Achuza, all different types of answers given. But again, it's if you say, like we hold, that everything listed here is allowed, so why was Navos punished? Either way, Shmuel Anavi tries to get them off, and they don't. They say, Pasuk Yutes, Vayema'anu Ha'am, L'Shmuel B'Kol Shmuel. They refused to listen to Shmuel, an amazing contrast to the previous parak. The previous parak says they listened to Shmuel. Shmuel had a great tshuva movement, and they said, no, Vayomer lo, ki emelech yelena. We want a melech. Right, reminds us a little bit about the Chet Egel. Right, they all come to Aaron and says, we want something. So yeah, they want a melech. We want to be like the other king, the other nations. Shmuel hears, and he tells them, okay, go home. I will take care of it. Okay, this sets the stage for Be'ez Hashem next time when we meet for the first time Shaul, son of Kish.